everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions anytime about anything, and I may respond on air if you'd like to. That's Bruce and Salen at Bruce@BruceSalen.com. I kind of said that backwards, but I think you got the idea. Bruce@BruceSalen.com. You can also follow and tweet me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And if you haven't followed or liked my Dad's Point of View Facebook page, I am very disappointed, and you have to go sit in the corner. The Facebook page is a community of moms and dads from all over the world, and I just got somebody new that liked the page from Saudi Arabia. I've lost count. We have over 35 countries represented, and it's really kind of neat because moms and dads pretty much want the same thing for their kids without getting into politics, but let's say we all want the best for our kids. And so the page has become this amazing community. And I urge you to join it. I've also said many times the value, I think, for parents of belonging to Facebook to know what their kids are doing, and I continue to reiterate that. Speaking of kids, my 14-year-old son, Aaron, does a comic strip for a website called Boomer Tech Talk, which I have a small interest in. And the comic strip is called It's a Tech World After All. And in it, he gets to exorcise all of his anger at dad demons. And it is pretty darn funny, if I might add, my two cents worth, even though I think I am not happy at times with being the butt of his jokes. He has a particularly clever one that got posted today on BoomerTechTalk.com. That's Boomer like Baby Boomer, Tech like Technology, Talk like Talk Radio.com. And you go to the family section or just scroll on down on the homepage and you'll see an image of a computer bracketed by a dad and a son that bear some slight marginal resemblance to me. And what he did with this current comic that I just think is amazing for a young man is he broke the proverbial fourth wall. And those of you in theater know what that is. And those of you that don't, I will explain it. I actually met with a wonderful guy today at a local family services agency by the name of Bill Batty, and I will tell you about it. It's actually called the Family Service Agency here in my home station town of Santa Barbara. And he has an actress daughter, and he didn't know what it meant to break the fourth wall. Well, the fourth wall is that imaginary wall between the audience and the reader, or the audience and the performer. So in theater, for instance, if you are seeing a play, breaking the fourth wall would be when an actor actually turns to the audience and talks to the audience. The same thing applies in print. If in a cartoon, for instance, a character would look out in a panel of a cartoon and address the audience to some degree, or break the reality of their character in that world, as if Peanuts and Charlie Brown would all of a sudden just face the straight ahead and say, so what do you guys think of that out there? That is called breaking the fourth wall. It is a uncommon and not a very easy thing to do cleverly and well, and I think my son did it really clever and really well. If you've read the comics, you'll follow the whole train of thought, and I am very proud of him. That's, again, on BoomerTechTalk.com, and just go visit the family section or scroll down to the image of the cartoon and hit on it. Comments are encouraged and welcome, because if the comic takes off, maybe I'll be able to pay for college for my son. Who knows? Today's topic is based on, as always, my dad's point of view column of the week. This week it's called New Technology, Media, and Old Me. You can find my columns on my website, BruceAllen.com, or just Google me or Dad's Point of View. They are now in over about 100 papers and websites around the world. I want to just go back before I talk a little bit about this subject to, again, tell of the wonderful meeting I had today with William Bill Batty of the Family Service Agency, which is a local in Santa Barbara family services agency that does a lot of good for a lot of different people and responds in crises and all sorts of other things. I will probably have Bill or someone from Family Services as a guest to talk about charity and giving and the things that we can do in our communities. They have a fundraiser coming up at the end of February, which I will give you more details about. So for those of you in Santa Barbara that want to support this great agency, doing good works when our government can't really afford to do it and doing it through the generous donations of time and effort of individuals and companies, I will give you more information if you want to attend that special event. Also, in the sense of charity, sponsor slots are open for my show. So if you want to help me out to keep on the air, you can reach me at bruce@bruceallen.com. And sponsorships are still available, and you are welcome if you think you would be a good fit with me and my audience. So let's talk about new technology, media, and old me. When I was a child, media and technology were really very simple. Media meant the newspaper, three networks, and going to the movies. That was about it. Live theater and concerts were an extremely special treat. And the telephone had a dial and a cord. That was our methods of communication when I grew up. We had one television set that resided prominently in the living room, and it looked like furniture. We had a record player. That's what they were called. I'm not even sure everybody knows what a record is under the age of 30. And we had a record player before they were called stereos, because stereo hadn't even been introduced. Now, record players and TVs in those days were designed in many ways to look more like furniture than like the tech devices they are now. Now, people love to have their technology, you know, brazenly displayed because they love it so much. So whether it's a flat screen TV or a plasma on the wall, the way in which we look and view media, certainly visual media in our homes, is so different. But the record player was looked like a side cupboard, and it had a little slide-out drawer, and it had one of those tall little things where you could put a 33 LP on it, and it would drop down, and I wasn't allowed to get near it because that's the way it was. Also in my youth, just as I'm doing a little bit of nostalgia here, when the Beatles hit the shores of the United States, I watched in wonder, as my parents did in awe and horror, together on the Ed Sullivan Show. Our family, like most in those days, had just one television set, and so we'd watch together. And I'd have to put up with all the other stuff on Ed Sullivan, like Topo Gigio and the spinning plates, before I could get to the people I wanted to watch, in this case the Beatles, and others. My parents wisely, and I wish more parents did this, did not allow me to watch television on school days. So I missed many of my friends' favorite shows, but on Fridays and weekends, I was allowed to watch, and I'd usually go to dinner at my maternal grandparents' home, and we'd watch The Rifleman, Superman, and my grandpa's favorite, Gunsmoke. And Leave It to Beaver was a fixture when I and so was Bonanza, which was my other favorite of my grandfather's. He loved those westerns. Anyway, stereo was introduced, it seemed to me, when the Beatles came out with their Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band in two versions. I can distinctly remember. The stereo one had a yellow band across the top. Now, for me, it was too much money, and we didn't adopt to the changes in technology as quickly then as we do now. So we didn't get a stereo in my family's home. In fact, I didn't get a stereo until I was living on my own after college. So I will continue with this technological evolution story, but its impact on us as we now are raising our kids, I think, is considerable. It is just completely different. And our need to be aware and up to speed with what our kids are doing and up to speed ourselves so that we can communicate with them is more present and important than ever. And it's more complicated. But I will take you through a little bit more of this history when we come back. We do have at least scheduled today our regular guests, Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and for the second time, Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. So I ask you, when we talk more about this media question, if you as a parent or an individual really think it's all for the best. I sometimes question it. When computers first became ubiquitous, there was the I love that word, ubiquitous. I just love that word. Let's just say that a couple times. Ubiquitous. Ubiquitous. Okay. I'm killing time here for no good reason. But when computers became ubiquitous, we thought it was going to ease our workload. Has it eased your workload? I don't think it's eased anybody's workload. I think all this technology has complicated our lives and definitely complicated our parenting. My producer is giggling and chuckling and giving me that sign that we are almost out of time and time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we'll be back after these messages from our sponsors.
Bruce Salin, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Salin, father of two. Bruce Salin, he knows what to do. Bruce Salin.